on standby. Granddaddy is playing live for us today, and that's another one from Someday with the glorious synthy sounds that this band gets. Is it hard to find great analog synths out there? Is it like a collector's thing where you have to patch older things together, or how do you put a synth collection together nowadays?
You buy a computer.
Oh, you're cheating.
Unfortunately. Well, you know what? There's actually some pretty incredible sounding emulations of it's. There's ways that you can affect them. There's such great samples right now, and it sucks to say that. And I'm not. I've never been a purist. In terms of gear, it's just whatever gets the job done, and whatever sounds the best. And it's if you're like beating yourself up. trying to get sounds and trying to be a purist at the same time, and nobody can tell the difference between the actual instrument and the sampled version of it, then that's your own fault. You're just a glutton for punishment. And I mean, I have a pretty healthy collection of both worlds. I have the emulated version of classic gear, and I have I have some classic gear as well, and it's just. But basically, at the end of the day, it's just about getting the job done.
Jason, I was reading about your new studio, which is like a suburban house that you've totally put soundproofing in. Do you live there also, or is it just your studio?
Yeah, I live there also.
Oh, okay.
The big story. It started off as this. It's like this 1,200 square foot house, and originally the idea was to have it be 75% living quarters and 25% studio, and then that just after we had this cute little idea that we were going to put the control room out in the garage, so we built a room, or Abe, our crew guy, built most of it, and then we realized once the room was done that there was just no way, absolutely no way, so. So what ended up happening was the whole house, it turned into 75% studio and 25% living space. So it's
5% wine storage space.
Yeah.
Did you have to downsize your family or what? I mean,
luckily I don't have a family.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much a house that's dedicated to making music, and you would never know from the outside. It's very Edward Scissorhands kind of,
right.
Manicured lawn and roses and all that good stuff. Green trim and white stucco.
It's disguised. We're moving through tunes on Someday. One thing, I don't know. I know you don't like to really talk about themes on this, but there are some people like emerging from inside on a lot of songs on here. I love the song about the group who couldn't say where people are coming outside and discovering the world. And even now it's on with that porch light on now. There's kind of an emerging thing. Is this me reading these things into it, or is there some kind of thematic thing for you? You don't have to be polite. You can say that.
No, I mean, I think there's a lot included in the album that I just think a lot of people can hit home with a lot of the subject matter. And I've always tried to just, I don't think I really have the ability to write anything too intellectual, mm-hmm. or too sort of, just too specific. I don't know. I like everybody to be included. I've always liked songs that I could kind of make a human connection with, and I just think it's, especially when you're trying to do something somewhat ambitious with the music, it's nice to have that grounding element, which is a human singing, about human concerns.
Right. Well, that said, what's next?